people of God, we want you to have this today. The Lord has been ministering us in a particular area. He wants us to operate in the power of praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah this morning. The Lord wants you to praise him like you never praised him before. There is a word from God, and it comes from 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Now, we cannot tell the whole story, so if you have the opportunity, please go back and read this. But I'm going to pick this story up from 2 Chronicles 20, verse 21. Now, listen this here. This is about Jehoshaphat when the adversary came to take his inheritance. How many know God said, listen, the enemy can't come take what he has given you.
Yes.
You have been called the blessed of the Lord. So watch this. Verse 21 says, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers to the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army. I need you to see this. The praisers went out before the army, and they said, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Prophetess, I need you to say this with me. Say his mercy
endures forever.
Watch this, people of God. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy one another. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked to the multitude, and behold, there were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them an abundance. Somebody say abundance.
Abundance.
Say it again. Say abundance.
Abundance.
They found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. How many know God wants to give you more than you can carry away?
Hallelujah.
My goodness. That's a word for somebody on this morning. God wants to bless you abundantly, more than you can ask or think. Watch this. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much. Verse 26, on the fourth day, they assembled themselves in the valley of Baraka, for there they blessed the Lord. Therefore, the name of the same place was called the Valley of Baraka. We want you to know that when you praise God, you are dwelling in the valley of the blessing. When you are giving God praise, it is a sign, an indication, a proof, and an evidence, people of God, that you are dwelling in the place that God has already designed for you to have. You are the blessed of the Lord.
Hallelujah. It's time to give God some praise today. So come on, let's just praise his holy name on today. My God, we have come with the good news this Sunday. It is a way to cause God to respond to any circumstance that you might be facing right now.
Yes.
And it is called praise.
Praise.
I need you to say that. Say, it is called praise.
It is called praise.
My God, woman of God, man of God, praise invokes God's divine intervention. Are you there? God wants his people to know that praise is more than music.
Come on.
But it is a warfare too that God has given us so we can shift the battle from us unto him.
My God.
Celebrating God for who he is with your whole heart will turn around what is happening in your now. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 20:15, for the battle is not yours, but it's God's. When you begin to praise God, you shift the battle out of your hands
and
you put it in the hands of the Almighty God. So praise him, because it's some things that's already done. And when you start to praise God, the earth is going to yield his increase unto you.
My goodness, that's good. That's good. Listen, that's Psalm 67. Amen, prophetess. Psalm 67 says, praise you the Lord.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, praise you.
Hallelujah.
Then shall the earth yield her increase. What does that word increase mean? It means wealth.
Hey.
It means prosperity.
Yes.
It means extra.
Come
it
on.
Means more than enough.
Hallelujah.
God wants you to be a wealth magnet.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. He wants you to be a wealth producer.
Hey.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So when you praise God, God will release, my goodness, his goodness into your life. Watch this, people of God. We want you to have this on today.
Yes.
See, the scripture is telling us here. See, Jehoshaphat was keeping his eyes on the Lord. He was walking by faith. And there is someone out there today that's listening to the sound of our voice who's been walking by faith and believing God, and the enemy has shown up all on its own and called himself bringing you a fight. See, this is what happened to Jehoshaphat. He was doing the will of God and organizing the people to move in the power of God, and an adversary rose up to battle. Now watch this, people of God. The Bible says he began to fast and pray. Oh, praise God. Sometimes we got to fast and pray. Why? So that we can be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might to do what? Fight the good fight of faith.
Hallelujah.
Look at somebody around you and say, fight the good fight of faith.
Fight the good fight
of
faith.
Come on, look at them for real and say, fight the good fight of faith. My goodness, why? Because the enemy is after your inheritance. But I came to announce to somebody today that the enemy cannot take, my God, what God, my goodness, has already laid into your hands. But the Bible says that Jehoshaphat told the Lord, I'm just going to keep my eyes on you, God. I'm just going to walk by faith, Lord. And the Bible says that at some point, a young man stood up and released a prophetic word. Now watch this, prophetess. This is what the Lord said to me. There are many people that go to church on a regular basis that are dealing with this and dealing with that. And sometimes a man or woman of God will call you up and they will release a prophetic word into your life. And it'll be a on time word. It'll be what you needed to hear.
Hey.
It'll be the confidence that you needed. Jesus. It'll be the word that you needed to go forward in your life. I came to announce to somebody today that the scripture that the prophet has just mentioned, the Bible says that the young man stood up and says, be not afraid. My goodness.
God.
I need somebody to hear this today. Be not afraid or dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours,
hallelujah,
but God's. You got to be encouraged this morning, people of God, because no matter what you are facing in this life, you need to understand that the battle is not yours. It belongs to God. Watch the instruction that he gives them. He says, you shall not need to fight in this battle.
Hey.
Set yourselves, position yourselves, stand still.
Jesus.
Look at somebody and say, don't move.
Don't move.
It's just your time to stand still.
Yeah.
Look at them again and say, don't move.
Don't move.
Don't you move.
Don't you move.
Listen, don't get anxious.
Don't get anxious.
And don't get in a hurry.
In
just stand
hurry.
Still.
Just stand still.
Hold your position and see the salvation of the
Lord.
Oh my God, I'm feeling the Holy Spirit. See the deliverance power of the Lord. He said, fear not and don't be dismayed.
Hallelujah.
For the Lord God is with you. We came to announce to somebody on today. Listen, people of God, when you are faced with a major challenge, you need to know today that God is with you.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And God is going to make you a praise in the earth. Here is a point. Prayer sends angels.
My God.
But praise sends God.
Come on, somebody.
Hallelujah. Are you there?
Yes, Lord.
Prayer sends angels, but praise sends God. God.
My goodness.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. That's so good right there. That's so good. Listen, it is important to pray. We see Jehoshaphat prayed. He fasted. He called the people, the nation, the women, the children. He called everybody to fast and pray. And then a prophetic word was released. And as you just said, prophetess, listen, when you begin to praise God, it moves the hand of God. Now, let us tell you what praise means. When you praise God, it means to shout for joy.
Hey!
When you praise God, it means to shout for
Jesus.
Joy. When you praise God, it is a type of praise. It's called a rejoice.
Glory.
Is there anybody out there that is rejoicing on this morning? You are on your way to service. You are on your way to work. You are on your way somewhere, but you got a praise in your belly.
Lord.
Listen, we want you to understand what praise means. Praise means you cry aloud and break out. My goodness.
Hey.
It means to break forth, my goodness, in a cry. Why? Because God is the reason for your praise. It's a celebration. We have to understand when you praise God, it's because you recognize you do have the victory. No matter what anybody says about you, around you, or with you in your company, if God didn't say it, my goodness, you are to reject it and begin to praise God because you already know you have the victory.
Yes,
watch
Lord.
This, people of God. You must praise God because he's worthy of your praise. He wants you to glorify his name. Watch this. I want you to see this in the scripture. The Bible says at some point that the men of God begin to praise the Lord with a loud voice from on high. Hallelujah. That is a good word for somebody this morning. People of God, you've got to lift up your voice and magnify the name of the Lord because he is a good God and he is a keeping God. Watch this. This is what we really want you to see in this scripture text. The Bible says that the praisers went out before the army.
Glory to God.
I don't think you heard me this morning. Your praise, the praisers went out before the army. So this morning we came to call out every praiser.
Hey!
We came to call on the praisers, those that are worship leaders, those that are spiritually led to lift up their voice and magnify the name of the Lord. We're calling on the praisers this morning to lift up your voice. Why? Because the people must see that the victory has already been given to the children of God. Listen, the Bible says that the praisers went out before the army.
Hallelujah.
And they begin to say, praise ye the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Listen, watch this. Catch this, people of God. They were saying, listen, his mercy is everlasting. This was before the battle ever took place. They were already declaring that the favor of God was on their life. You already know when somebody's walking by faith, and you already know when somebody's got the favor of God on their life. You already know when the oil is shining through on a person. Why? Because they're already declaring the victory before they ever see it. I came to talk to somebody today,
Jesus.
People of God. We don't have Thomas faith. We have the power of God resting on the inside of us, and we decree and declare a thing. And the Bible says it shall be established in your life. Why? Because the favor of God shall shine upon your way. Watch this. This is their faith in action. See, we have to have this today. Your faith must be in action. And it is an action word. They are decreeing and declaring. They're saying, praise the Lord. Listen, we praise you this morning, God. We magnify your name this morning, God. You are worthy of all of our praise, God. We are shouting for joy because you are favoring us and your mercy is everlasting. Now watch this, people of God. We want you to know this. See, when they begin to praise God, the Bible says that the Lord set ambushments.
Hey, glory to God.
See, this is why you must know that the battle was not yours. It belongs to God. Because when they begin to praise the name of the Lord sent out, my goodness, a divine strategy to defeat the enemy. That's a word for somebody this morning, people of God. You're looking for a way out of a circumstance. You're looking for a divine solution to a circumstance. We came to announce to you, it's in your praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, somebody this morning. Your strategy and the solution to the issues going on in today's life, it's going to come through your praise.
Jesus, I just heard that when you begin to praise God, every plan of the enemy is going to back. Fire.
My God.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, somebody.
I just heard when you begin to celebrate the faithfulness of God's word and celebrate the integrity of his word,
Come
the plans
on.
Of the enemy is going to backfire.
That's
because
good.
What God has spoken over your life is already done in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. I love that word right there, prophet. It's backfire. Somebody ought to say that out of their spirit this morning. Backfire. The plans of the enemy have been thwarted, and we declare that they shall backfire in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
now watch this. That is a on-time word right there, because the Bible says, prophetess, that when they begin to praise and sing and shout for joy and declare that they already have the victory, the Lord set an ambushment. And guess what the enemy began to do? Fight against themselves.
My goodness,
up in heaven. So listen, people of God, see, you know when the favor of God is on your life because your enemies begin to fight themselves.
My goodness,
he'll give you safety and he'll give a way for you to escape. Why? Because your enemy will begin to be distracted with his own issues.
My God, Pastor, and I just heard that when they begin to praise God, it's going to send confusion the enemy camp. And when they praise God, every tactic of the enemy
is going to
be dismantled.
Come
it's going to
on.
Be destroyed because of your praise.
Ooh-wee. That's so good right there. I'm so fired up. Now watch this. We want you to understand something. See, when you're in the midst of a battle, my God, see, that cry and that shout is going to come from a deep place. Oh, look at somebody and say, a deep place.
A deep place.
It's going to come from the depths of your soul. When you cry out to God and you begin to praise him like you never praised him before, it's going to be from a pure place.
Hey.
It's going to come from a place where you need God to do what he always promised you. Listen, the Bible is telling us that that there was a word of victory, my goodness, that came. There was a word of victory that came out of their prayer and their fasting, and it caused them to praise God, because the Bible declares that the man of God stood up and said, listen, don't even worry about nothing. You gone on about your day. You don't worry about a thing, my sister. Don't worry about a thing, my brother, because the victory is already yours. Now you give God a crazy praise and praise him like you just don't care. Hey. You don't worry about the end result because you already know that God is going to give you the victory. Now watch this, because we got to close this thing out. God is going to give you the abundance of his goodness. Jesus. He's going to give you the abundance of his kindness. He's going to give you the abundance of his mercy. He's going to give you the abundance of his
glory,
joy. Oh, I want to talk to somebody that's willing to shout for joy this morning. He's going to give you the abundance of who God is in his nature. Watch this. He is a blesser. God seeks to bless you. God seeks to be a blessing in your life. Watch this, people of God.
It is time for you to give God an earth-shaking praise.
Yes.
It is time for you to give God a Jericho wall-destroying praise.
Yes.
Parting Red Sea praise.
Yes.
Crazy praise. And when you do that, my God, it's some things that have been held up. You're going to see things being added to you, given to you. Things are just going to show up, my God. You're going to begin to possess some things that you didn't work for.
Come on.
Because you have praised the Lord.
My goodness.
And he is good. And his mercy endureth forever.
Yes. And as we close, people of God, see, your praise is an indication of where you dwell.
Glory to God.
You dwell in the valley of Baraka.
Hey!
You dwell in the blessed place. Jesus. You dwell in the presence of God. Scripture says in Psalms 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Your blessed place is in the shadows of the Almighty. We bless you in the name of Jesus.